Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Boston Celtics tip off their new season tonight at the Garden as they host the Milwaukee Bucks. It was just 3 months ago that the Celtics' last season ended inside the NBA bubble as they lost the Eastern Conference Finals to the Miami Heat in six games. So, how's the new season look? For answers, we're joined now by Katie McInerney, assistant sports editor at the Boston Globe. Katie, hi there, and thanks for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Hello, it's great to be here.
The Celtics did play two preseason games last week, and both were losses to the 76ers and the Nets. How does the team look at this moment, do you think?
So if you watched those two preseason games last week, you may not have a ton of confidence in this team right now because they didn't look great, but they're still trying to figure things out. And they had a very short preseason. The training camp only lasted a few weeks, which meant that their two rookie draft picks didn't have a lot of time to get acclimated. Plus, Gordon Hayward isn't around. He's on the Charlotte Hornets now. He took a free agent deal and he left Boston after a little bit of a disappointing tenure. And so they have to figure out what they're going to do in that guard spot, and they still need to work with lineups and figure out which players really bounce best off of each other, which is a really big part of Brad Stevens' strategy as coach. And so I think that we're going to see a lot of adjustments in the early run. They're not going to have Kemba Walker back for a few weeks, and he's really key at that point guard role. And so they're going to have to see how Marcus Smart fits in, how some of the new additions fit in, and really how they can sort of allow Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, their two stars, to sort of reach their potential.
All right. Well, tell us about new faces on the team and how you think they're going to factor in.
So the first one to know is probably Jeff Teague. He's going to be Kemba Walker's backup, and he comes from a 12-year career all over, and he really should slot in to be a good mentor and a really, really solid addition while Kemba Walker's out. Another player to know is Tristan Thompson, who, if you watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians, you're already familiar with him, but he's still sidelined. He's day to day. He's not quite ready to go. And so you may not see him for tonight's opener. And then the other two players you want to pay attention to are Aaron Nesmith and Peyton Pritchard, the Celtics' two rookie draft picks. Both of them are really fine shooters who made their reputations on being able to sink a lot of threes in college. And as long as they can get ready to play at the NBA level quick enough, they are due to make an impact pretty fast.
The end of the last season was played inside the NBA bubble in Orlando, but this year is going to be played inside empty arenas. How do you think that's going to impact play?
If you take a look at how the NFL has dealt with having few or no fans in the stands, it really hasn't seemed to change much for players. But I am really curious to see what might happen from a virus standpoint. We're playing indoors now. And while a lot of the precautions are put in place to keep all of the staffers in the arena safe, to keep the players, the coaches, the support staff safe, there is still the question of how safe can it be if you are playing inside, even in a cavernous arena? So I think that we're going to have to prepare, as the NBA has said, that stops and starts are going to be a lot more common, like we've seen in a lot of other leagues. It's just going to be part of the season, and the NBA has built the schedule to prepare for that with the way they've set up travel and the number of games that they have in the first half. So it's inevitable that COVID will affect what will happen, but the hope is that the players at least can remain safe and so they can keep playing.
Well, we'll see how it plays out, starting with Game 1 for the Celtics tonight. Katie McInerney, assistant sports editor with the Boston Globe, thanks very much for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you so much for having me.